This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as I'm going to be telling you all about tomorrow's news tonight, including all about Hurricane Ian, who is bearing down on Florida, getting very close to making shoreline here, making the landfall. And we are broadcasting, of course, as we always do, from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930. The answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on a third watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captains America. And, of course, our website is the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captains America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from California, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning again, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we emphasize those words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Mr. Kyle, seems that we had a couple tornadoes hit the ground and take out some airplanes down below in the Fort Lauderdale area. And we've had so far four tornadoes reported on the ground with this Hurricane Ian that's come along. It's slowly working its way across right now towards the west coast of Florida. We believe it's going to come in somewhere around Punta Gorda. And I think what you got, the information you got there, is telling you the same thing.
That's right. I believe it's going to be coming in near Cape Coral and also between Cape Coral and Port Charlotte.
Well, that's right on the Lee County and Charlotte County line, right in that area.
Right. That's what the estimates are at this time. And back when they issued their most recent update at 2 a.m., it was about a little less than 100 miles southwest, I think, of Naples, but
all
it's
right
off the coast from there. Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got a caller from Sarasota on the line. Let's see what we got here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? And I know you're calling from Sarasota.
Oh, yeah. Captain Matt Bruce. This is Buck in Sarasota.
Hey, Buck. How you doing?
Hey,
you out working?
Nope. Today, the postal distribution center here in Minnesota is going to be closed.
Okay.
I'm on vacation, But I just want to let you know, it's Perry Airport in Pembroke Pines, Florida. I used to live down there for 15 years.
Oh, that's
years.
Right. It was the one in Pembroke Pines.
Yep. There's a fire station right there off 72nd Avenue and a very busy airport. Very nice. You know, there's little Cessnas and a little planes. And can I make two suggestions that my cousin, who was a police officer in Miami that went down to Hurricane Andrews,
sure.
told me, and I've been, yeah. One thing is to take the garden hoses off your outside of your home and put them in a, like a garage, and then your sewer backup, you'll have a little cap by the street.
Right.
If the electricity goes out, take that off because most of the stuff will come out there instead of inside your house because in Homestead, people didn't know that and wasn't very nice. So just want to let you know with your listeners.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point, Buck, and you be careful. And if anything happens down there and you want to chime in, let us know.
Yes, sir. All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. And,
bye.
Of course, a longtime listener. Haven't heard from him in a little while, but he used to be out there delivering the mail at night all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, stay safe out there. Absolutely.
Yep, one of our mail haulers. And, of course, they got the day off because of the weather, and I knew that was going to happen because the guys up here, when this all started, and, again, it was not necessarily supposed to hit Sarasota, but the way this path is set, I'm looking at the path again right now with the tropical force winds and some of the hurricane winds. It's actually taking it all the way to Orlando with some high winds.
Well, exactly right. And then, of course, if the hurricane continues on the track that is estimated at this time, it'll take the storm will pass essentially right over Orlando at some point.
Yeah, and over the south side of Tampa and pradymuch most of Bradenton and pretty much most of Sarasota, which is not a good thing because I know years ago when we lived there, I forgot what the year was, but we had this storm come through and knock down a whole bunch of power lines. And where I lived on Clark Road in Sarasota, my wife and I lived, we had a nice little house there. We were without power for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Two weeks.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Captain, you mentioned something as well earlier, I think it was off the air, about remembering to tell people about when you see those power lines down, don't go anywhere near them, don't touch them.
Especially if they're in the water.
That's right.
Yep. We'll get into that when we come back because we'll have a couple more tips for you there. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am talking to the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Be careful today if you're here in Florida. Be careful.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
And you know, just when you thought you might hear from our contributor, Jeff from Sarasota, he must be sleeping because we haven't heard a word out of him. And it's kind of hard to sleep in a storm, but then again, what do I know? All right, well, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is a product I've been taking for well over 8 years, and I take it because it works. So if you're suffering from pain or inflammation or swelling that you just can't seem to get rid of, or it comes and goes and whatnot, I'd like to suggest to you that you try Relief Factor and the 3-week quick start that only costs $19.95, which is about a dollar a day to get started on it. And you're going to find out that it's going to work for you. And it's all natural. There's no narcotics in this. It's all natural. And you're going to find out that this is going to work, because it's going to go after that nagging pain that you've got. And it's going to help you. You're going to be able to sleep, for example. Then you're going to be able to just have a better quality of life. So, go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And give the 3-week quick start, which is only $19.95, about a dollar a day. Give it a chance to see if it'll work for you. You might be thanking me for a long time. I've had a number of people come up to me and say, we heard you talk about that Relief Factor, and we went and ordered it. And you're right, it works. Well, yeah, that's my name, that's my reputation. When I tell you something's going to work, it better work. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. The 1995 3-week quick start will get you started. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're not in Philadelphia. How about that?
That's right, yeah.
Now, the Philadelphia mayor yesterday with his infinite wisdom, issued a ban on guns at the city parks and pools in Philadelphia. Now, I got one simple question. If it's against the law to have a firearm around one of those places, then now you got to issue a ban on top of the law you're not enforcing?
Well, exactly. You know, I guess it begs the question, why come out with this at this time? Is it to, you know, create another news story, basically? You know, look what I'm doing.
Oh, good. We've got our friend George, the Godfather, chiming in saying, good morning, Captain and Mr. Kyle.
All right. Hello, George, the Godfather.
Yep. You'll have to meet him when you come over here.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. He's got a beautiful three-wheel bike, and he's got it painted up pretty fancy here these days, and it really looks sharp. He's very proud of it, as well he should be.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I'll have to get him to post a picture in the chat room so you can see it, of the bike. All right, let me back up here. Judge Raymond Deary, the special master appointed to examine documents taken from former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate back in August, told Trump's legal team to declare if it believes the FBI planted evidence during its search. But Alina Haba, one of Trump's attorneys, said the real issue is that the agency can't be trusted to have followed the law to begin with.
Well, exactly. You know, certainly, Captain, I think there's a lot of questions going on, not only about the raid, but, you know, how we even got here in the first place. And by that, I even mean going back to 2016 with the Russia thing. So, yes, it's all suspect. But it's not all the FBI. We're talking about a handful of people, of course. But it would seem to me, Captain, that we've got to see where the evidence leads. The Trump camp may be able to say, yes, we believe this or that happened. But let's also see where the evidence leads, because that might lead to something even more devastating.
Well, we go through this a fair amount, but a government shutdown is becoming a real possibility again. Congress has less than a week to come to some sort of agreement on government funding. And the funding is about ready to expire coming up this Friday at midnight. Now, that being said, lawmakers released a short-term supply stopgap bill, but that's not solving the problem.
Well, that's right. So what they're talking about is continuing resolution, basically, this kind of thing. We understand that Senator Joe Manchin is in the mix here, having to do with Democrat-led funding measures for oil and gas permitting reforms and so forth. But that's also causing a little bit of consternation with the Republicans and so forth. So they're going to have to work this out. They're going to have to but historically, they always get a continuing resolution. But they have to, I suppose, do some horse trading here.
By the way, thank you, George. Ask and thou shalt receive. George put a picture of his bike in the chat room. You'll have to go look at it.
I see it, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Yep.
All right. That is very cool, George.
Yep. Beautiful.
Cool.
It's a beautiful bike. Yep. and the way he did that was just so, so great. Again, talking about Joe Biden and talking about money that he just throws around like it's water, Biden's $400 billion student loan forgiveness order has now drawn its first legal challenge. And it's a pretty good legal challenge coming at it. I think somebody's going to beat him at his own game.
Well, right. Well, of course, when this first started coming down the pike, the president doing this, we did talk about how there would be some kind of challenge to this. Because, again, even Nancy Pelosi, if I recall correctly, Captain, a while back had said, look, the president can defer, he can slow down, but he can't forgive these things, right?
Yeah.
And so only Congress, you know, this is in the purview of Congress. And so this kind of challenge should be, as they say, open and shut. Hopefully it would be, only because the clear definitions of what the executive authority are in this particular case should be pretty obvious.
Okay, get a firm grip on your chair. You ready?
Yep.
A record $9.3 billion is going to be spent on the midterm elections by both political parties.
Wow. You know, is it monopoly money at this point? It just seems like these kinds of numbers are just way far out in the stratosphere.
I don't know, but these things have got to stop. This is ridiculous.
Well, right. Well, there's a lot at stake. And, you know, it's interesting, Captain. There's a lot at stake, I think, for the American people, Republican and Democrat and Independent. And they want to have opportunity, all those things. But there's also so much at stake for the Democrat Party elite power.
Yeah.
And that's where this money is, in their opinion, I think, going.
Now, I know what you're going to say, but I'm going to say this part of it, and then I'll see if you're going to say what I think you're going to say. Barack Obama suggested that racism is behind the GOP's border security push.
That tells me, Captain, I think they're out of gas, honestly, because...
Okay, I knew you were going to say that. My prediction was you were going to say, of course, because that's all they've got.
That's all they've got. That's all they got. Because what they've seen is some dramatic poll numbers about what the public thinks and how...
About the border.
About the border, and especially in terms of the migrants and so forth being taken to sanctuary cities and states, and they're desperate. And so now, of course, if you're for border security, you must be a racist. And what that tells me, Captain, is they know they're losing on the idea of border security, which most Americans, Republican, Democrat, and Independent, see as being incredibly important to our national security.
Now, the Iranians have taken to the streets for the 12th straight night of women-led protests. That's pretty good. The women are leading the protests.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Things can change. And we know that. We've seen things change in our own country's history from always going in the right direction. And the subjugation of women, especially under the Tehran regime, is reprehensible. And so, yeah, absolutely. More power to them, we say.
And Senator Kaine, that's Tim Kaine from Virginia, is now opposing Joe Manchin's permit reform bill. We'll get into that when we come back. That's part of what the fighting is about amongst Manchin and the Democrats. All right, you hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we're going to take a little break, and we're going to come right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest-working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News.
After labeling some vaguely defined group of Americans as a threat to democracy, President Joe Biden urged Americans to pray about how the country can come together. Biden concluded with those remarks at an event at the White House on Tuesday.
So God bless you all and pray that we come figure out how to come together better than we have so far. Because a lot of people's lives and futures depend upon it. I'm absolutely confident we can get it done.
Biden ripped into so-called MAGA Republicans earlier this month. Hurricane Ian tore into western Cuba as a major hurricane, knocking out power to the entire country and leaving 11 million people without electricity. Now it's on a collision course with Florida. And pop superstar Rihanna will headline the 2023 Super Bowl halftime show. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, it's the captain. I've seen numerous doctors over the past 20 years until I found the best. Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has amazed me, and my foot is 100% better. Dr. Bill specializes in injuries of the foot, ankle, and lower leg. My case was a tough one. None could help me, but Dr. Bill did. If you're having problems with your foot and lower leg injuries, I recommend Dr. Bill at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. So Google Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care or call 727-896-4615.
Let me tell you about Dr. Bill Spiropoulos in St. Pete at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. If you have wound care that you need for your leg or your foot, or maybe you've even got diabetic problems, diabetic foot care, maybe you need to have a limb salvaged, maybe you need some general podiatry, whatever the case, you owe it to yourself to check with Dr. Bill. He's a former Navy doctor, number one. So when it comes to knowing about wounds, and if you took shrapnel on your leg or you got shot or whatever, he's firsthand knowledgeable about that. Well, in my particular case, it wasn't any of what I told you. It was about what happened at the World Trade Center. And after many years, my leg started to bother me again. And some sort of chemical imbalance or the chemicals that were in my body from the poisons that got in, the toxins that got in when I had the wound surfaced, and it created a problem. And it created a chain reaction to where I could hardly stand on my foot. It was swollen so bad, my left foot and my leg, that I was just absolutely wincing in pain. So I went to Dr. Bill on a suggestion from another doctor that said, this guy is former military. He might be able to help you. And I went there, and we struck up a relationship. And I'll be God darn if he hasn't been able to pretty much pinpoint the problem I got and help me immensely with what's been going on. And I wish I'd known about him a number of years ago so I didn't have to keep monkeying around with these people that, oh, we got it, we know how to do this, we know how to... Yeah, right. Well, if you've got a problem similar to me, or you got a problem that doesn't seem to be getting any better, maybe you think you need another person involved, I want you to check out Dr. Bill Spiropoulos at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. He's in St. Pete, doesn't matter where you are, but he's in St. Pete, 727-896-4615, 727-896-4615. One more time on the number, 727-896-4615. Give him a call, and oh, by the way, he also is doing the hyperbaric oxygen treatment. That will make you a believer. That will make you a believer. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. So let me get over here. Mr. Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Hello to you. And it's a fine hello and a good morning to you. Oh, boy. All right. Well, we talked about Senator Tim Kaine. How about this one? The Democrats now are repeating the lie, which I don't know how many times you can debunk this, that on January 6th in Washington, D.C., at the Capitol, police officers were killed.
Right. The idea, and of course, Captain, they're simply relying on a dutiful media, especially right now ahead of the midterms, to not, debunk that in the very story in which it's reported. You know, to say, well, this, of course, is not a correct claim and this kind of thing. But, you know, it's just a messaging platform now.
Well, of course it's not. Nobody killed anybody when it came to the cops. Now, did a guy get hit in the head or whatever and have problems and succumb to his injuries, whatever? Sure. But who's to say that that was what the problem was when we found out he had heart problems?
Well, precisely. But and obviously, though, anybody who entered the Capitol or who did any kind of act of violence or personal attack on anybody, obviously, that was not the right thing to do. And we condemn that. But the way that it's narrated to the people is very, very important. And, of course, the Democrat politicians want it to be as if there was this angry mob who came in to do a coup and Trump ran the whole thing and all that kind of stuff. And, again, they're trying to get something happening before the midterms because they don't want to talk about inflation, the border. They don't want to talk about the economy. They don't want to talk about what's happening to people all across the country.
Now, according to a group, they're saying that Joe Biden has no grasp whatsoever about abortion.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, and are they essentially thinking that he's kind of checked out on the subject or that he doesn't understand the political ramifications?
He doesn't understand what he's saying.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of people would probably find that to make a lot of sense, basically. Unfortunately, Captain, you know, this is another thing that the Democrats want to try to hang their hat on. They want to try to hang it on this one issue, whereas it may be very important or it may resonate with a lot of voters, but it's not the one issue, I think, that's going to carry the Democrats forward, because there's too many. In other words, if the economy was strong, if inflation was under control, if all these things were happening, yes, abortion may be that one thing that would completely float them across the finish line. But I don't think so in this case.
Are you a golfer?
I am not, but I appreciate the game.
Okay, I was going to say, but you participate as one in the TV show Golfer. No, I got a reason I'm asking is because. Yeah. Did you hear about Phil Mickelson and some other professional golfers who have dropped out of the LIV lawsuit versus the PGA?
No, what's up with that?
Well, what's up with that is these guys realize they were in a losing end of the issue.
Uh-huh.
I mean, nobody wants to take golf away from anybody, and nobody wants to make themselves the exclusive union covering all the golfers out there. They want everybody to have an opportunity to play, and they want it to be fair. So Nicholson decided that because of his sponsors and what they were telling him, that maybe that was the wrong way to go.
Yes, very much so, I would expect. I would expect.
Mm-hmm. And then there was the Pentagon, who says there's going to be no change to the nuclear policy amongst all the threats being made by Vladimir Putin.
Well, and of course, you know, if let's just say they came out and they said, we're reevaluating our nuclear policies right now. I mean, that could also be pretty awesome in the sense of the kind of effect that it might have. So I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to stay the course. They don't want other alarm bells to go off, even in the midst of real concerns over whether or not Vladimir Putin would get so desperate that something like that could occur. But I do think, Captain, it has to fall under the file heading of this can never happen.
Mm-hmm. Now, there's something else when you talk about Russia and Vladimir Putin and all that sort of stuff. It's the fact that the Russian provocations have not ruled out and not been ruled out on the pipeline leaks of the pipeline we found out about last week.
Right, right, exactly. Well, I think especially as Putin looks at looks across over to Europe and the Allies and wondering who's doing what and how can he also change the game to be, it's not just we're having a special military operation in Ukraine, but how do we bring in or blame other countries?
And finally, President Trump has been, according to a court, President Trump has found out that his presidency shielded him in a defamation case. They could not hold what he said against him.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And again, when you're the president, you have there are certain particular things that have to that can affect how whether or not people can bring something against you. That's right.
That's one of them. And, oh, by the way, did you hear about the prototype electric airplane that took its first flight?
I did hear a little bit of something about that. Yeah, but that's pretty interesting. I wonder how people feel about electric airplanes. Generally speaking,
I don't feel very good at all.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they double as gliders, to a great degree. But certainly, I would just be, from my own layman's perspective, I would think that there might be some weight issues having to do with the batteries and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, you'd have to be very careful. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, and more about the storm and all that good stuff. So don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more, and we'll be right back. Don't go nowhere, no how, no way, or Jeff is going to be very upset.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
To tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let her go, boys. On this Lord's Day with the sun peeking through the curtains, thought I'd wait a line for a couple good hours and still make the 10 o'clock sermon. But the sky is blue and the breeze is cool and they're biting good, not to mention if I live right now I might make it somehow, but I doubt I could pay attention. I'd rather be on a leg with my mind on God in the middle of in an old John boat with my Zipco rod for some private conversation. There might be a few people talking mad about me when they see that I'm a missing, but I'd rather be on the lake with my mind on God than in church with my mind on vision.
Trace Atkins, the mind on fishing. What do you think, Kyle?
I love it. I love it.
That was... Go ahead.
We haven't heard that one, I think, for a while.
Yeah, and I just happened to find that. I just flipped it over there, and boom, there it was. I said, yep, we're going to do it. So we're doing it, just like we're just doing it to it like Sonny Pruitt. How's that?
You got it.
All righty. Well, you take it away and tell us what's going on out west.
All right. Well, folks, we continue to see the heat wave coming through Southern California. Hopefully it's going to start getting out of here about Wednesday night sometimes, but it's going to stretch all the way from Santa Clarita all the way down to about Borrego Springs in Southern California. So if you're trucking into the area, just be aware of those high temperatures on Wednesday that you might encounter. And And in terms of rain, we're just really not seeing a whole lot. In fact, the rain we were talking about last hour really kind of starting to dissipate, but it's still up near Maxwell in New Mexico on I-25. So be careful out there.
Okie dokie. Well, let's go to the Midwest, the upper Midwest. We'll start with Minnesota and Wisconsin, where we've got a frost in a lot of the area there, but in the central part of Minnesota, to include the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and then bringing it on over towards Madison, Wisconsin, you've got a freeze warning. Now, this is pretty cold for that time of the year up there. Right on schedule, I might add, though, when you look at the date. And then I-29 from Canadian border all the way down to Omaha, Nebraska. You've got a frost advisory, so you'll have everybody there running with their heat on, I guess, right?
Right.
Okay, now, taking a look, coming down into Texas, we've got us some bad weather conditions right now around the metroplex of Texas, some poor air quality, and then looking at San Antonio, on down towards Laredo, got the same sort of scenario going there, poor air quality, but there's also some smoke involved in the mix there, too, so remember that. Now, taking a look at the Gulf of Mexico, starting with the eastern part of Mississippi and the eastern part of Louisiana, and now expand that out all the way over to Alabama. You've got some inclement weather there. This is also related to the storm coming up, Hurricane Ian. And these are some of the fingers reaching out. And hopefully that won't be anything to be concerned about. But the temperatures are definitely getting a little cooler for that time of the year there. And, of course, where the storm is itself, pretty much nothing going through any of the gas stations that are there or any of the warehouses or wherever where they're trying to sell this product. As a matter of fact, I might point it out to you this way. I don't see anybody doing anything active there in Georgia. What do you think?
No, I think you're right, yes.
Yeah. Now, the weather is such that this storm, Hurricane Ian, is going to go up the eastern seaboard. And it looks like they pretty much got the way clear to get it all the way up into South Carolina before it'll have to be picked up by another front and taken that away. And contrary to public opinion, we do have some folks that don't necessarily run with the program, so to speak, but they're going to have to this time because there's way too much support going on for this situation, plus what it's being used for, and that is to send a positive message out of the Middle East, right?
That's right, yep.
Okay, so we need to get into a little something here before we part ways, and that would be the price of fuel. Now, normally, the price of fuel would go up when we have a situation like a storm coming, right?
Right.
Well, the price of fuel did not go up during that time, but all of a sudden this morning, never let it be said, something isn't going to happen somewhere along the line. All of a sudden this morning, the price of fuel has gone up. West Texas crude, $1.79 a barrel. Brent crude, $2.21 a barrel. Gasoline is now up to $2.49 a gallon. And the diesel right now is going for $3.26 a gallon. And that's at the refinery. So that's gone up. Everything has gone up this week.
It really has gone up. And as I was going through Irvine, California today, Captain, gasoline, $6.49. And it does vary as you go through parts of Orange County and Southern California. Just down the street from where I am, it's $5.91. Just a few short days ago, it was $5.29. So it's jumping dramatically here in California as well.
Yeah. Well, Gavin Newsom needs the money.
I guess so. But again, there's a tipping point, and there's a pain level that people are going to get to because they have to make real decisions about what they're going to buy at the grocery store based on how much they have to put in their tank.
Okay, well, tell us how you hear your show, number one.
Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Number two, before we part company, how about the Pilot and Flying J?
Well, folks, don't forget you can visit the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to PilotFlyingJ.com. Find out the location nearest you. That's PilotFlyingJ.com.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and we appreciate him. And we're going to go right back to the telephone line. And on the line, we have got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So here we go. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Ian is here.
Ian is here. It has knocked out all the power given the reports from Associated Press for Cuba, which I find kind of strange since it only kind of clipped the west side of Cuba, barely, but nonetheless, that's what they're reporting. But it has now been classified as a four, a hurricane, category four. And it has shifted, they're predicting a major shift in the path, which has now caused some interesting issues because people on the east side of the state, in the middle of the state, were not worried. Now all of a sudden they have to evacuate. And so now there's a lot of confusion for people. So the people that thought they were in the clear are not necessarily in the clear.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is kind of a different scenario. But a lot of people were leaving and going to Orlando. And now with the shift, Orlando's right smack in the middle of it.
Okay, and good morning to Mr. Flip. Flip saying howdy.
Morning.
Mm-hmm. And let's see here. George Godfather just chimed in. They say it was an explosion on the gas pipeline. Oh, we're talking about the whether or not the Russians were responsible for the pipeline. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think
they were.
I do not think they were.
Okay. Well, there's some countries that are saying they think it might be espionage, but we don't know. I don't know.
Not espionage, sabotage.
Okay. All right. All right, I'm trying to read this on the fly here. I'll do that when we take a break. Okay, folks, Denise and I will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after these messages coming your way. It's a Monday morning. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.